last night, an electrifying start to the NBA Finals in Phoenix, Arizona.
Paul will dribble it out. First Finals game in 28 years, and the Suns give their fans a magnificent performance.
The Phoenix Suns kicked off the series with a win against the Milwaukee Bucks. More than 16,000 fans packed into the arena in scorching hot downtown Phoenix to watch two teams that haven't been to the NBA Finals in decades. Let's bring in A. Sherrod Blakely. He's NBA contributor for the Bleacher Report. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
I'm glad to have you here. So the Phoenix Suns get ahead of the Bucks early in this series. What were your takeaways from game one?
Well, the biggest takeaway is what we've been, frankly, taken away from the Suns all season, and that is the CP3 effect. You know, the guy that is known as the point god, which is a great nickname, by the way, one of the better nicknames out there. He's living up to the billing in this moment. When you look at 32 points, 9 assists in that game one win, we haven't seen anyone do that type of damage at that age since Michael Jordan. And whenever you are doing anything that is putting you in the same conversation with Michael Jordan and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Steve Nash, some of the all-time greats to have played the game, it speaks to how special your play is, and maybe most important, how you have, frankly, again, maximized this moment.
Well, on the other side, last night, less than an hour before tip-off, we found out that the Bucks superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo would play in Game 1 after he'd been sidelined with a knee injury for several games. And here's how Suns fans welcomed him every time he tried to make a free throw. They're counting there. They're taunting him for how long it takes him to make a free throw. Giannis did end up with 20 points, 17 rebounds. What kind of impact did the Bucks star have on this game? And did he look fully healthy to you?
I love the fact that fans are pretty consistent in their countdown with Giannis, I even pulled out the stopwatch to do it myself. And there were a couple of times where he really hit that 10-second mark a little bit on the north side of that.
And that's the rule. But you got to get it out by 10 seconds, right? Yeah.
Exactly, exactly. But as far as how he looked, I thought he looked surprisingly better than I thought he would. For me, it wasn't so much the amount of points or shots he was taking, but how he was looking to score. He was looking to use his power, looking to attack the rim, the types of things that he has done historically in his career. For him, the biggest challenge is just going to be fatigue, getting back in basketball shape. One of the oldest adages that players will tell you all the time is that there's conditioning, there's shape, and then there's basketball conditioning shape. But certainly, when you're looking at an injury that many thought might cost him an entire year, even he alluded to that. The fact that he only missed a couple of games and he came back with a 2017 4-assist game. If you're Milwaukee, you're thinking he's only going to get better as this series goes on. And that is, for them, that's the silver lining out of game one.
Well, he's got to be motivated to play in the finals because it has been so long since either of these teams have been this far. The Suns last made it in 1993. They lost to the Chicago Bulls. I remember that series really well. The Bucks haven't been this far since 1974, and only one player, Jay Crowder, on the Suns has ever played in the finals at all. Well, what's the road been like for these two teams to get this far?
Well, the one thing that I think both teams feel good about is that the road has not been paved of gold. When you look at Milwaukee, we just talked about Giannis Antetokounmpo and the injury that sidelined him for a couple of games. I think it was telling that they were able to close the series out, the previous one against the Atlanta Hawks, without their best player. And on the flip side, you look at Phoenix, you know, they had a couple of games where they did not have Chris Paul, who has been their North Star. The way this team goes, he is the one that's leading that direction. And for them to win a couple of games without him says a lot about what they are as a unit and not so much the individual. That gives them the confidence that even when adversity strikes within a game, they can figure out a way to get back in it and potentially win.
Well, you know what else we noticed? There's some great players in this series, absolutely, no doubt, but there is no LeBron James. There is no Steph Curry, no Kevin Durant, none of these iconic NBA superstars. How do you think that fans outside of Phoenix and Milwaukee will be responding to this series?
That, unfortunately, is a question that the NBA, gosh, they wish we didn't have to ask or answer that question. But it's real. One of the strengths of the NBA Finals historically is the ability it has had to bring in the casual fan. And the casual fan is the one that knows about LeBron, but maybe never saw him play or saw him play sparingly. you're not going to get a lot of people who are going to know about Chris Paul. They're more familiar with him from his State Farm commercials than they are about the way he played in NBA games. But at the end of the day, the NBA, it's been a rough season when you look at the pandemic and things of that nature. They're just trying to figure out a way to get through this season, get a champion crowned. And fortunately for them, it's going to be a new look champion, which creates a whole other set of storylines going forward.
Game two, Thursday here in Phoenix. What do you think? Suns in four, right? I mean, that's what I'm thinking.
I think the Suns will win. I think the Suns will win game two. I think this series will go at most six games. Would not be surprised if it goes five. To me, the key is going to be Giannis Antetokounmpo's ability to steadily improve as the series goes on. And for Phoenix, you know, I can't believe that Chris Paul will be able to play like this consistently. So I think there will be a little bit of a kind of falling back to earth moment for them. But I still think the Suns will win this in six.
Hey, Sherrod Blakely, NBA contributor for the Bleacher Report. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you.